thanks to the Forum 6 Tamworth and Wagga Wagga and the Odeon 5 Orange. It's the Talking Flickster podcast with JT and Grant Lee.
Oh, yes. Don't you just love a Fryay tier?
A what? Sorry, what was that?
Fryay, Mr. Lee. That's what the cool kids say. Right, and the cool kids are going back to school on Monday, so, yeah.
I'm just going to say I've never heard Fryay.
Oh, come on. Yeah, you know what? I'm a cool cat. Okay, yeah, that's right, you know.
Way too
my
cool
kids
for me.
Always say, Dad, you are so cool.
Next time I see your kids, I'm going to ask them if you are that cool.
Well, you know
what? I don't believe it.
That was a lie.
See? I know.
No, I don't think that. No, I think you're totally the opposite. I just get, Dad, you're so lame. Anyway. It's great to be here, end of the week, and this is where we get one of our flicksters, so one of our listeners, to go along and see a movie and come on, review it and tell us all the great things about it. And this week, Mr. Lee, what are we doing? What are we doing this week? What's happening?
Look, we're actually going to see a Timothy Chalamet movie called... You're a bit slow. I thought you would have had Chalamet there.
Chalamet.
That's it there. Thank you. Marty Supreme. Now, this is actually set in the 1950s, and it's all about a wannabe table tennis player. It is a comedy sport drama movie.
Which has to be said, how many of those do we go and see a year? Not many, right?
Yeah, and that's what I said a few weeks ago when we were talking on the podcast. I said, you know, I've never really... I can't think of many that are that type of genre of movies. No. So it's a bit different, isn't it?
Well, we don't know any others, do we really? But I wonder if our Flickster does. We're going to hit our Flickster up and ask them when they know one of those movies very soon. And you know what? We're taking up all their time with us waffling on. Right. So let's hit the trailer, and then we're going to introduce today's Talking Flickster to tell us all about Marty Supreme.
I have a purpose.
Okay. Let me ask you something. Do you make money at this little table tennis thing?
Not yet.
Do you have a job?
No.
Backhand! Backhand! Forehand!
How do you live?
Well, I live with the confidence if I believe in myself, the money will follow.
And what do you plan to do if this whole dream of yours doesn't work out?
That doesn't even enter my consciousness.
Maybe it should.
Everything in my life's falling apart, but I'm gonna figure it out.
Do you need any help? I could help you.
You wanna go hustling again?
Put your money where your mouth is.
I can't support your mother. For
you're not gonna have to. Because I'm gonna step up. I'm gonna step up in a way you can't even imagine.
Marty, I'm going to make you an offer.
I got to do it completely on my own.
It's every man for himself where I come from. That's just how I grew up.
Hey, what are you doing?
Everybody. I don't think you understand the stakes here.
Find that funny?
I get nervous laughter sometimes.
Are my eyes broke or is that mouth?
Thank you so much.
You're my pop. We believe in you.
Hey, I'll rip that unibrow right off his forehead! All right.
You want to get physical? Like an ape?
Come on, he's right here!
Have you ever thought about what you're doing to me?
Give us our money!
When they do, I'll be right behind you. Everybody wants to rule.
And it's only a matter of time before I'm staring at you from the cover of a Wheaties box.
You think it's that simple?
Yeah, I do.
Everybody wants to rule the world.
This is my part, this is my part!
One of the strangest endings to a movie trailer I think we've had yet, but was catchy and love it. Mr. Lee, do you want to introduce our Talking Flickster, please?
I certainly will. We've had this Talking Flickster on once or twice talked before, and I'm so excited to have her back. Felicity, welcome back.
Woo!
Hey, guys. How's it going? Good to see you both again.
Yeah, great to have you on, Flick. What was the last one we sent you to see? It was a horror, wasn't it? I'm pretty sure.
You sent me to see some Crackers, there's no doubt. I've been to see Clown in a Cornfield.
That's right.
Oh, yes.
Which is a horror classic. Mm-hmm. And you've sent me to see, it's like Rebel Wilson's The Bridesmaid one. What was that?
Brideheart, was it?
Brideheart. Thank you. Brideheart. Yeah.
Yeah. Well, we'll find out how this one stacked up, whether we sent you off to see a good movie this time around with Timothée Chalamet. Before we do, though, I've got to ask you, though, American sports comedy drama films, do you know any of them? Do you have any favourites?
I was sitting here thinking about, oh my gosh, how many of those actually exist? And you know what actually popped into my mind? It's Adam Sandler's like Billy Madison, the golf film. I think that's a comedy sports film.
Happy Gilmore. Yeah.
Happy Gilmore. Yeah, there you go. Happy Gilmore. Thank you. Yeah, spot on.
We could have had Cool Runnings. That's the Olympic one. Feel Good. The Mighty Ducks. Yep. Rocky. Bennett Like Beckham.
I don't think that was a comedy, was it?
Well, but Mr. Lee,
we're straying away from comedy now.
Come on. It's a drama. It's a drama, right? It did
that's
say
a
drama. Karate Kid as well. I suppose it's comedy to a degree.
Yeah,
Rush. Remember the Titans? That's more drama, though, isn't it?
That one was.
But well done, Flick. Let's talk about Marty Supreme. What did you think?
Okay, so I went into Marty Supreme completely blind. I knew I was going to see a film with Timothée Chalamet in it, and I knew it was going to be about ping pong, but I thought I was going in to see a serious drama film, like a sports documentary film. And then here we are, and I'm like, I'm not quite sure if I'm supposed to laugh. Is this meant to be funny? Is this black humor? So it really caught me off guard. I was not expecting to see such a chaotic, humorous sports film, really. So, yeah, that was my first impression. It really caught me off guard. Yeah.
Oh, wow. How good is that? So tell me, what do you think of Timothée Chalamet's performance in it? Because he got a nom for Best Actor.
He did. I'm a Timothée fan. I loved him in June, and I really enjoyed him in The King, which I think that was a couple of years ago, 2019 or something like that. And, you know, to watch this film, it's a completely different style for him. And I wouldn't say Marty Supreme, I don't think Marty Morza is actually a likable character. I don't think you actually like the main character, and you realize that sort of halfway through the film. You're like, this is not a good person. This is not a good guy. But somehow Timothée still makes you feel like you want him to succeed. Like he makes you feel like this is worth it. The sacrifices and the people that I am taking advantage of here, this is worth it. So I suppose if you've got an actor who is somehow able to convince you that you want him to achieve his goals, but yet he's not actually a likable guy, that's a really hard thing for an actor to do. Like, I think that's pretty tricky. So I think, yes, he does deserve the nomination. Is he going to win? Or pretty tough competition, guys, tough competition.
Mm. Well, he was a complete unknown, wasn't it? A complete unknown that he was up for the Oscar was that last year. He didn't come away with any wins, though, did he? And that was I think we had predicted that, had we not? Because he was just so good in that movie, and everyone was talking about Timothée Chalamet last year. And remember the performance, his little performance he put on at the Oscars as well? Like, it was just everybody was talking about it. So maybe this is his year. I don't know.
Maybe. I don't know. We'll see what happens. This is definitely an interesting view of him. I've never seen him do a character like this before. It was certainly odd. It was odd. Yeah. So, you know, but characters, actors are supposed to have great range, and I suppose this is a great example of how far his range can go. So,
which is good, and as you said, they do. And if you come out of the cinema going, "Wow, I didn't like that character," like you said, he's played the part right. That's what he was meant to do. And if you walked out and went, "Oh yeah, that was really good," and you're not saying, "Oh yeah, he was really funny, he was really good," but if he came out saying, "No, I didn't like him," that's perfect. Like, it took me a long time to understand that, and I go, "Oh, I don't like that character. I didn't." And I think about it, and you go, "Wow, they did the job, but they've done exactly what they were paid to do, was make them, you know, you not like them." So they acted very, very well.
He's a very self-centered individual in this film. Yeah. It's very difficult to, you know, I found him difficult to like on a personal level, for sure. Yeah.
And how about the visual style and the cinematography? We talk about this every week because it's one of the big things that makes the film. Do you found that it enhanced the movie and the story?
So, the visual style of the movie, I found it, there was a really anxious, high energy about it. Like, it was really erratic. And after doing some reading about the director's really renowned for gritty, character-focused films. And I feel like this is exactly what we were expecting from a director like that. I think nothing about the film was ever relaxing or ever felt smooth and easy. Like, it was always abrasive, always, you know, go, 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 this high tension, high energy. It was kind of like, he felt like the film had ADHD. Like, it was just go, 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 go. So, yeah, I think the cinematography and the grittiness that the director put into it really enhanced that high energy feel of it. Yeah.
So, is there any other actors that you thought was good? Because we had Gwyneth Paltrow in this one. We got Kevin O'Leary.
We did.
I haven't seen Gwyneth in anything for a while. So, how were they?
Which was really interesting. So, Gwyneth played a character called Kay Stone. And Kay, I think it's really interesting that Gwyneth as a actress has grown up over the decades. We've seen her as a beautiful young woman. We've seen her in all these different roles as this, you know, glamorous, young, beautiful actor. And in Mighty Supreme, she played an older actor. She played a rich man's wife who was struggling with her failing acting career on Broadway. And she played the part perfectly. Like, she played an actress who was really miserable and desperate in the life that she had created around herself, and it was really believable. Like, you really felt for her. It felt really genuine what she was putting into the film. So I think Gwyneth was actually, I liked her more as a person than I did Marty, actually. I thought she was a more honest individual and likable person than Marty himself. So, yeah, I think Gwyneth really poured her heart and soul into this one. I thought she was great.
And she has a bit of sexy time with Marty, I believe. Is that what happens?
Because, she does.
Yeah, there you go. See, I know all the good parts, right? mind you, though, there is a bit of an age difference, isn't there, between Gwyneth and Timothy Chalamet? There would have to be. I mean, surely.
It's got to be. Well, Timothy's 30. I have no idea how old Gwyneth is, but, yeah, there's definitely got to be.
Gwen's getting on.
They lean into that in the film too. Like, she's definitely the older woman in the film, and he's really the young upstart, you know, young man with all this confidence and bravado. So they really lean into that too. So it's good.
She's 53, just for the record. So
well, there you go.
Yeah,
go Gwen. Cougar. Get it, girl.
Yeah.
Can I ask Fran Drescher? She's in it as well. So Fran from The Nanny. What was she like? Was she in it much?
Really? I didn't even put two and two together there. I had no idea Fran Drescher was in there. Wow.
Yeah. She played Rebecca, Marty's mother.
Oh, of course. Oh, well, that breaks my heart for her. Marty didn't do good things to his mother. He doesn't do good things to anyone. So poor Fran. Poor Fran Drescher.
Yeah, you got to be nice to your mum. Sure.
And do you reckon, Flick, that with this movie we're going to see an increase in table tennis tables flying off the shelves? because I can tell you now, it's very action-packed when it comes to table tennis. They take it very seriously.
They do take it so seriously, and there's so much, like, interest in the different kind of paddles and how the different techniques people use with the paddles. Am I personally going to rush out and buy a ping pong set? Probably not. but, you know, I don't think it's going to be like the Australian Open where all of a sudden there's a huge jump in tennis rackets and tennis ball sales across Australia. I think Marty's probably, yeah, not as inspiring for people to pick up the ping pong bat, I don't think, yeah.
So you're thinking best pitcher probably won't get it?
So in my opinion, there's some pretty other interesting nominations in that particular category, right? Mm. And I really liked Marty Supreme. Like, I really enjoyed it. It was entertaining, but I don't think Marty Supreme's a masterpiece. And it's entertaining, but it's not brilliant, you know? So I think best picture usually goes to something that's really special. And if I had to look at the nominations that we've got this year, I think Sinners is going to be really hard to beat.
Yeah.
I agree. Mm. And especially, like, Marty Supreme's only got 9 noms, where, as I said before, Sinners has got 16 nominations.
Yeah, so, huge amount of nominations, isn't it?
But you watch, it'd be something like Hamlet or Frankenstein that takes that. It's always the dark horse, right?
Something that comes out of nowhere.
Yeah, that's it. Train Dreams or something, you know?
Or they'll pull out the wrong name and they'll say, such and such, Marty Supreme's one. Oh, no, sorry, Sinners.
They'll just make it up in the moment. You're right, yeah.
Yeah. Too funny. So tell me, if it did win the Oscar for Best Picture, it won Best Supporting, it won Best Actor, it would be a steal from Sinners. And I know that Sinners think they're going to win it all. So it would be a big, big upset. Big upset. So, yeah, it'll be interesting to see what happens.
I think the category that they'd most likely be to take out at the Oscars, I think, would possibly be Best Original Screenplay. I'm pretty sure you just couldn't write another ping pong movie with a random plot line as wild as this one. Like the screenplay and all the side quests. Like I've never seen a sports film with that many different side quests along the way to get to the end outcome. So the screenplay was definitely very original, I would have said.
Oh, well, let's hope they get something out of the 9 nominations.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah. That's right.
No worries. Well, we've come to that time that we've got to head over to the freezer and get some Choc Tops out. Let me just open it up.
Still got the same freezer, Flick. Still old and squeaky. I mean, I keep asking for a new one, but Grant Lee just said there's no money in the budget. So anyway.
Have you got any strawberry in there?
Yeah, I've only got strawberry and vanilla. That's it. So, Felicity, you've got 5 Choc Tops. How many Choc Tops are you going to give Marty Supreme?
I'm giving Marty Supreme 3 out of 5 Choc Tops. Yep.
Well done.
Yeah, that's pretty good.
So, so go see it. Yeah. Yep. That'll be my quest.
If you're interested in the chaotic pursuit of greatness, you'll enjoy it. You'll love it. If you love a side quest, you'll be into it.
Oh, all over it. Well, there you go. That is one on the cards for the weekend. Marty Supreme, you heard it from Flick. Thank you once again, Flick, for joining Talkin' Flicks. How good's that?
My pleasure. Anytime, gentlemen.
Ah, there you go.
I like that segue. That was very good.
Now, Miss Lee, I've got a question for you.
Yes.
Talking about budgets, what do you reckon the budget is for getting a table tennis table in here? What do you reckon?
Oh, yeah, I think we could do it.
Can we ask Andrew? Because I'm sure he would it's for morale. Well, okay.
Yeah, it is. Look, I've got the work company credit card on me at the moment. So, yeah, I'll just go get one now.
Okay. So, first table tennis table, then new freezer. Yeah.
No, we'll think of something better for us. New freezer? Yeah, we need something else. We need the coffee machine. That's what
exactly.
I want.
Exactly. Coffee machine. And you know what? When Andrew comes asking why you're spending all this money, you can think of an excuse, okay? So
I will. I'll say, no, Money Supreme made us go buy table tennis.
Exactly.
We need that table.
Well, thank you. We do. And thank you for fighting for this show. I really do appreciate that.
Anytime.
He might decide to cancel us. I don't know. But, you know, you need to just keep that in mind. Just tread carefully. Yes. Okay. We're going to go now. It's the weekend.
Here we are. It is. We've got the weekend free. So, yeah, looking forward to having a nice weekend off playing table tennis.
Yes. You versus me. Okay. Best of three. All right.
Okay.
Then we can go home.
I think I know the rules.
Okay. We'll see. Well, I'm going to kick your ass. Have a good weekend, Mr. Lee. And we will catch you next week on Thursday. Bye.
Bye.
Want to be our next Talking Flickster? Register now at forum6.com.au or odeon5.com.au. Until next time, we'll see you at the movies.